making movies. Never guess what I'm doing. I'm walking to the movies. I've been, you wouldn't know this, but I've been very quiet. And that's because... Now, you're not expecting a voiceover here, but that's what you're going to get. Because for some reason, for the first time in all my years doing this, there was a problem with the video record. The video part was fine, but there was a problem with the audio. And it just kept cutting out and then getting some weird feedback. And not sure why. I've tried the microphone a few times. It's never had a problem, but here we are. So what I was going to tell you here was two things. The first one was that I had just started to recover from the flu. I'd had the flu for 10 days at that point and felt generally horrible. And had just started to come out the other side, which is why I went to the cinema that day, but also why I hadn't really been doing much else. And then also to tell you about the film that I was going to see, which is Civil War, directed and written by Alex Garland, who had made films such as Ex Machina, Annihilation, and Men. I never saw Annihilation, but I did see Ex Machina and I really enjoyed it. And I did see Men and I didn't really enjoy it. You know, I thought there were things that were good about the film. I thought the acting was brilliant and I thought the way it was filmed was also really good. But I didn't like the story and especially didn't like the ending. So I was going into Civil War, having seen the trailer, thought it looked really good. But knowing that his work can, you know, be a bit polarizing. So, you know, I was hoping to go and see... an enjoyable film, of course, but my expectations weren't particularly high because of previous work. So that was it, basically. But I have seen the film, so here are my thoughts on Civil War. So I've come out seeing Civil War. It's basically a film with four main actors: Kaley Spaney, Stephen McKinley Henderson, Wagner Moura, and Kirsten Dunst. They are the four main characters in this film. There are other characters in this film, but they're the ones that you kind of really focus on, the story is really kind of about. And as I said to you before I went in, you know, I knew it was set during a civil war, a new civil war in America between, you know, the far left, the far right, the far... When a president decides that he wants a third term, and he's in the third term, and that's what kicks off the war, we find out. And it's basically the Western force, the Western Front, which is California and Texas joining together, pouring their resources together, and... the US Army and over control of the country. And the four actors play journalists, photographers, who their career is you know, covering the war, or covering wars. Obviously this is the closest one to them, literally. And so they hatch a plan to travel to Washington, where they want to talk to the president and find out, get his side of things before a winner's declared. And so they kind of go on a road trip about 700 miles to Washington DC. And it's interesting, I think the from what I remember of the trailer, I did see it a few months ago now, but it did feel more like a kind of traditional war film. And this is very much a film about people documenting war instead. And I think it's a really interesting angle because it's not normally how you would see a war film from that point of view. The performances are all excellent. Kirsten Dunst has really, she's always been a good actress, but I think in more recent years with things like this and Fargo, the series, she's really kind of proven how versatile and actress she is. I really enjoyed her performance, but all the four leads are all exceptional in their own ways. It just wasn't a film that I was expecting, and sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing. In this instance, I would say it's a good thing. This is a really hard film to review, I think, because I enjoyed it, but it's not a film that I can really recommend. Like, I think it's quite an arty film, I would say. Like, the film is beautiful. What was interesting with the lead up to the release of this was that there were preview screenings in the IMAX before the general release, and also there was, even since it's come out, it's in IMAX, it's in 4DX, and it doesn't feel like a film that you think would be kind of pushed in that way in those particular formats, but it is shot really beautifully. I mean, throughout this film you see some of the photographs that are captured during some of the sequences, which look phenomenal on a massive screen. And you do really feel like you are in the war zones. It's quite something, but it's not an out-and-out war film, and I think that's what the marketing's interesting, because I think people will go into it expecting it to be a bit of a war film, maybe some social commentary. And I think the thing that surprised me the most in this film is the lack of that. You know, no one's going to accuse this film of being too woke or, you know, promoting Trump politics or anything like that. This film plays it very much down the middle. It's not really even discussed. It's touched on why there's the war going on, but that's about it. There's no satire here like you got with The Hunt. I don't know if you remember that film, if you saw that film from 2020, but that was very political, about rich people trying to like kill poor people effectively. But there's no, I wouldn't say there's really much social commentary in this film at all. So I really enjoyed it. It wasn't what I was expecting, and I'm not sure how it's going to play, but I think it's a really strong piece of work. I enjoyed it much more than Men, and the same director, and I think maybe even more than Ex Machina. You know, I had a good time with this film, but I can't say it's a fun time film, because it's really not. It's bleak and it's tense, but I really liked it. I did like it, and I'd be interested to see how it goes down with audiences. What am I going to score it? Jesus Christ. I think I'm going to score it an 8. This is a good film. The problem is, it's not a film that I have. I will go back and rewatch it. When it comes out at home, I will definitely watch it with my wife. But it's not a film that you're going to kind of go back to, want to see again and again, because it is so bleak. But it's good. And if you like cinema that's got a bit more than just crash, crash, bang, bang going for it, especially war films, then this is definitely worth checking out. Yeah, I liked it. I hope you do too. Would I recommend you go and see this at the cinema? Yes. Go and see this at the cinema. It looks beautiful on the big screen. It really pops, I think. I kind of wish I had seen it in IMAX. If I realise what I might see from the film, then I might want it done, but there you go. So yeah, I really liked it. I tell you what, then I've seen some trailers today, and the films are going to be coming out thick and fast by the end of this month. There's Boy Kills World, which I think comes out next week. No, in 2 weeks' time, that I really want to see. Then we've got The Fall Guy, King of the Planet of the Apes. It's all starting. The big summer blockbusters are all coming. It's surprised with the amount of big releases coming out. So in such a short space of time. Pace it out, lads, come on. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I hope you do. I hope you give it a chance, because I think it deserves to find an audience. But that's it for this review. hopefully by the time I record my next one, my throat will be kind of, oh, it's not been too bad, but I know that I'm not sounding, things sound croaky. So hopefully I'll be back to full fitness. But thank you very much for watching, and as always, remember, the Flynn lives. We'll be right back.